Good morning, 717 at K-Fire, the Phil Parker Show, along with Todd Mitchell. And off to the big wet apple we go. Luke McGuire Armstrong is in New York City. So, Luke, from what I understand, let's see, you got out of Nicaragua right when the big volcano hit there. We've got Frankenstorm coming to New York City, where you are now. Could you give us a reasonable amount of warning time the next time you visit North Dakota?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of people have been contacting me, asking me not to visit their communities, since apparently, right after I arrived, disaster strike, and it's too much to be a coincidence.
Even Tom Baudette will not leave the light on for you.
No, nobody will really at this point.
So how, as you said, it's just looks like just the beginning of the storm right now in New York?
Yeah, I'm in an area called Bushwick. It's actually a Spanish-speaking community, so it's a lot more festive here. As of last night, I think, in other places like Manhattan where I went. But kind of now in the street, everyone has the expression of, like, what are you doing in the street when people are passing? Because we've been told to go in. But
you're out there. Are you talking to people out there?
Yeah. This is really a victory for kids. There's over a million that are getting a five-day weekend that they've been advocating for years, bordering around Halloween. So I'm actually pretty happy about this. There are a lot of last-minute costume changes. A lot of people are going as Hurricane Sandy now for Halloween.
So what kind of winds are they expecting in New York?
This morning in the Times, they're saying up to about 85 miles per hour of sustained winds. So that's pretty significant for a city that doesn't usually get too windy. And this will be actually the first time that the subway has been shut down due to weather for this line, and also Wall Street, since 1985 when Hurricane Gloria came through.
Now, you said it was really eerie in your neighborhood just because of how quiet it was.
Yeah, I live in a pretty loud neighborhood right off an above ground rail of the subway. So usually you have trains going by, you have people honking, crazy people in the street yelling. So all that sort of subsided, which, it is surprising in a city like this.
I usually walk around and tell people in New York that, I'm from North Dakota. We get one of these about every week.
Yeah, I lie to a lot of people in the streets here, too, to make myself seem impressive like that.
So how long have you been in New York?
I've been here, actually, about 2 weeks now. So I'm fairly fresh off the boat.
So what are you doing there?
I'm here trying to get a novel published, and then I just had a book called How We Are Human come out. So this is kind of the place where you can knock on a lot of doors, get told no a lot, and then there's still more doors, so you just keep knocking. So it seemed like a good spot for that.
Haven't any luck yet?
Yeah. I have had a little bit here and there. My first day, a homeless guy told me I had really nice shoes, so that sort of got me off to a really good start.
Well, I have seen some of your writing, and it's been very impressive, Luke. You do a very nice job.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
So now
another great thing about this storm is it might be hitting full-on worst-case scenario Jersey Shore. So last night I was in Manhattan for a bit, and there's pretty divided on this issue. Some people are horrified that Jersey Shore could be taken out, and a lot of people are kind of overjoyed and have been praying for this for
the
years.
The positive side of a hurricane storm.
I think we should definitely move the cast of the show there to experience it firsthand, shouldn't we?
Yeah, they're in an underground bunker, actually, in an undisclosed location, to weather the storm.
Too bad.
So what about high-rises? Is there any concern about people up in high-rises during this?
I don't think so, because the winds aren't such that they're going to blow the high-rises over. It's actually people that have basement apartments. There's been 370,000 people on the coastline, Staten Island and Manhattan, that have actually been evacuated, and there's a million or more that are on warning. They're being told that you may be evacuated. So it's sort of going to one of the reading this morning in the Times, a worst case scenario strike zone. So it's going to be a real deal, I think.
I would guess one of the bigger concerns is just debris blowing off the buildings, windows and such.
Yeah. A lot of people are tying stuff down. There's a lot of, I saw a guy taking his garbage this morning. He put several bricks on top of it, so people are taking precautions like that, I guess.
All right, Luke McGuire Armstrong. You stay safe, Luke. Appreciate the report. Let us know what you see. We'll keep following you on Facebook also.
All right, will do. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. That's Luke.